From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The head of the Food and Drug Administration, Margaret Hamburg, says the recall of eggs following a salmonella outbreak may have to be expanded.
We don't know exactly how the contamination got into the chicken population, into the egg population, and we're not yet fully sure the extent of the recall that will be necessary to protect consumers, but we are very actively engaged.
Hamburg on ABC's Good Morning America. Already 500 million eggs from two Iowa farms have been recalled. The eggs were shipped to 17 states. The new fund to pay damage claims to people affected by the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico starts operating today under the direction of an independent administrator. And a children's advocacy group says the oil spill and Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago are combined need to create ongoing physical and psychological problems for children living along the Gulf Coast. NPR's Paul Brown joins us with an overview of these stories. Paul, what's happening with the oil spill claims?
Well, Kenneth Feinberg, who's the man in charge, promises quick action.
To pay any individual claim within 48 hours of the claim being finalized and within 7 days, any business.
Feinberg is also including a provision, Craig, that if you're paid for an oil spill damage claim, you cannot sue. And he says court battles aren't in anyone's interest. That's the reason he's giving. And payments through the claims facility will be higher than courts would allow.
And Paul, how are families and children especially faring after the oil spill?
A children's health advocacy group called the Children's Health Fund says they're not doing very well. Its director is Dr. Irwin Redlener, and he's already told MSNBC that numbers of Gulf Coast kids are suffering a variety of medical and emotional problems.
They need assessment, and they need interventions, and they're going to need support. This is an area, don't forget, that's also highly medically underserved before the oil spill.
And a new report that Redlener has co-authored says that kids affected by Hurricane Katrina in 2005 are nearly 5 times more likely than other kids to still have medical problems and severe emotional disturbances. Redlener's report says that fewer than half of the children who needed psychological help after Katrina have received it, and that doesn't even include kids affected by the oil spill.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The top U.S. commander in Iraq insists the security situation there is steadily improving, even as U.S. combat forces stand down. But General Ray Odierno acknowledges there have been dramatic attacks recently aimed at creating doubt about the ability of Iraqi troops to handle security.
In a country as large as Iraq, you have many things that go on, thousands and thousands of things that go on every single day. And if you have an individual who's willing to blow himself up, it's very difficult to defend against. They are working this.
Odierno interviewed on CNN. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Manila have shot out the tires of a bus in which a gunman is holding more than a dozen hostages to immobilize the vehicle, and commandos have now surrounded the bus. The man, who is armed with an assault rifle, is said to be angry over being fired from his job as a police officer a couple of years ago. He has released several of the hostages he initially took captive, including 3 children. The hostages are mainly tourists from Hong Kong. New rules are taking effect that offer more protection to credit card users. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the rules are designed to prevent credit card companies from charging unreasonable late payments and other penalties.
Starting this week, credit card companies can no longer charge more than $25 for late payments except in extreme circumstances. The new rules also prevent companies from charging people for not using their cards. And credit card issuers must reconsider rate increases initiated after January 1st of last year. It's all part of the final provisions approved by the Federal Reserve and written into the Wall Street Reform Bill. Consumer protection agencies are advising consumers to check their billing statements very carefully to see if credit card companies charge any illegal penalty fees, and to ask questions of issuers if they think their credit card fees are excessive. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Work is underway in southern Pakistan to shore up a levee to protect yet another city from flooding. Most of the people have fled that city. The floodwaters are moving south after spreading over thousands of square miles of land. The flooding in Pakistan has left about 6 million people homeless, and relief groups are struggling to cope with the demand for emergency food and shelter. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for